It's all about water. I would say if there had to be a theme to the beginning of 2023, and you'll probably all agree with me, it's water.
Water.
There has been water just everywhere. Water in quantities that in Southern California we do not typically experience. I've been looking at some of the pictures from the coast and looking at the high tides and the big waves and the water crashing all the way up to people's front doorsteps. That's amazing, not to mention the fact that I heard over the last couple weeks from many people about discovering new leaks in their ceilings and their roofs that they never knew existed. We had this happen here in this building, as you can see by the large hole over to my left here, and then there was another one that we found on Tuesday. And then in my own home, we're dealing with the lovely experience of having to be out of our house for several days because it started raining in Abby's closet on the night of New Year's Eve coming into New Year's Day, which our apartment maintenance people tell us has nothing to do with the rain, but I'm a little not really sure about that. But that theme of water, it seems to be that God is telling us something with a big exclamation point that we need to pay attention to coming into this new year, that whatever 2023 is going to be about, water is going to play a very significant role in it. And so with that in mind, today is a rather appropriate Sunday to talk about water. It is, after all, the first Sunday after Epiphany where we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, which of course is a story that's all about water. Now there are a lot of other traditions that are associated with the Epiphany that also have to do with water. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, Epiphany is known as Theophany, which is kind of a similar term. They both mean a revealing or an unveiling or a becoming manifest. Theophany just specifically means God becoming known or manifest. And one of the rituals in the Orthodox Church that's associated with Theophany or Epiphany is the blessing of holy water. If you've ever been around Eastern Orthodox folks, they really like their holy water. They use holy water for absolutely everything. They drink holy water. It's considered to be a blessing to actually consume holy water. And so the tradition of the church at the very beginning of the year is to bless the water that's going to be used as holy water for the remainder of the year. Now, part of that tradition in some cultures also involves taking a cross, tossing it out into a body of open water, and then have people go swim after it. So if anybody wants to go out to the beach and do that, let's go for it. It's a little bit cold, I don't know. But they do it in a very northern climate, so you know, it can be done. Now, of course, in our church, this is the Sunday where we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And I think there's something to that significance of water when we think about it. Think about the power that water has to bring changes in our lives. I'm sure that's happened for many of us just in the last week. We've had to make some changes because of all of this presence of water. But also think about the way that water can recreate and redefine things. The Grand Canyon started as just a stream of water and was created by that power that water has inherent in it. We see water all throughout our readings for this week. In our psalm that we read together, Psalm 29, we hear that the voice of the Lord is upon the waters and that God is above the flood. That alludes to that universal force that's underlying all of creation that's symbolized by the water. There's a saying, life grows where water flows. Wherever there's water, there is life. Now, of course, we have in the Bible over and over again the association of the Holy Spirit with water. You may recall the creation narrative in Genesis. In the first couple of verses of Genesis, we hear of the Spirit of God that's hovering over the primordial waters of creation. And I believe there's an allusion to that in our reading today from Isaiah, where Isaiah speaks of God who created the heavens and spread out the earth and gave breath. The Hebrew word for breath is ruach, which is also the word for spirit. And so that hovering over the water, there's a close association between the spirit which brings life, and the water. And then, of course, we have the water in Jesus' baptism. Now, in the story of Jesus' baptism, we again have the Spirit hovering over him. Jesus goes down into the water. The Spirit is hovering over him, but only, notice, only after he comes up out of the water is he given his identity. Is he given his name? Is he given his blessing? Through that immersion in water, Jesus comes up to be called the beloved Son of God. It's almost as if through becoming immersed in the world, becoming part of that creation, God is no longer God that's hovering above the waters. God is no longer the God that's above the flood. God is in the flood. God is in the waters. When Jesus comes up out of the water, we're told, the voice of God speaks. This is my beloved, whom I have chosen. Now today, as I mentioned, we will renew our baptismal covenants. And this is a great month for renewing baptismal covenants because you get to do it today, and then you get to do it in a couple weeks when the bishop comes. So if you have any doubts about your baptismal covenant, get it out of the way now, because you're gonna have to say it several times. So make sure that you are committed. But of course, today is a day that we think about our own baptisms. What does our baptism mean? What does it symbolize? And we can see in the story of Jesus' own baptism that baptism isn't something that's just about salvation or piety or even becoming a membership of a group, which baptism does symbolize for us in some ways. But that baptism for Jesus is primarily about identity. Did you ever wonder why would Jesus have to be baptized, right? And John asks that very question. Why would I need to baptize you? You need to be baptizing me. I think it's because Jesus needed the baptism, that immersion in water, to be able to claim his identity as God's own. And so in recalling our own baptisms, let us consider our own identity as God's own, as God's chosen and called people. It's a question, really, of what did you sign up for? Now, maybe some of us didn't decide to be baptized. I know that I didn't have a choice in the matter. It was done when I was a baby. But baptism is still, we either choose when we grow into our baptism and confirm it, or when we make that choice as adults to be baptized. It's about identification with Jesus' mission. Not about us as individuals, but about being a part of that body of Christ. Through that identification as Jesus' people, we're then enabled to be agents of Jesus' mission in the world. This is that mission that Peter speaks about today in Acts. We've been given that message of peace that Jesus embodies to preach to all people. Our message is one of proclamation, carrying that message of peace to all the world. So how do we do that? How do we preach that message? That is the question for us coming into 2023 and our year of service. And I believe the answer to that lies in how we preach the message with our lives. How do we embody that message of peace in how we serve one another and how we serve our community? The wisdom of the water that we can take with us into this new year is how can we become change agents the way that water changes things. It's that great quote from Bruce Lee, "Be like water." And when he said "be like water," he meant that water is flexible. Water takes the shape of its surroundings, whether it's a cup, whether it's a bowl, whether it's a river. Water makes its change not by hammering up against things, but by flow. Through that continual flow, through that flexibility, through embracing change, by embracing its own identity, water changes everything. It moves mountains. It creates canyons. The power of water is in its flow. So let our prayer be for this new year, as individuals and as a community here at Holy Cross, let us be like water. Let us change the world through the flow of the Holy Spirit through us and within us. I pray this with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.